Hi guys, I'm Keaton Walkowski.
I'm Brandon Andreg.
And I'm Madison Goldbeck.
And we spent a portion of our evening, early evening, in Marquette, Iowa, talking to some people about the election and specifically how counties in eastern Iowa flipped considerably from Obama to Trump. But first, there's just so much more about this town that it makes it so unique. And I think the bluffs make it really cool. Does it kind of seem like an old western, like, mining town or something?
Yeah, Marquette, Iowa is it's kind of a small town along the Mississippi River.
People were very willing to talk to us on the condition that we kept their names out of it. And what they had to say was very, very interesting. It painted the picture of the town itself and how they voted in the election. The election itself was obviously very polarizing, but specifically to Marquette, Iowa, it's a very divided town politically. And if you were to give more detail as to who they were and where they would work, they would fear that they would lose business because half the town, or a little less than half the town, did vote for Hillary. And although the majority voted for Trump, they would fear that they would lose customers.
It's interesting that that's still a factor, even 2 weeks after the election.
We were talking to an employee at an establishment who was very upset about the media and how they portrayed Trump versus Clinton. They thought Clinton was more sugar-coated, whereas Trump was more blown out of proportion. So they thought the media was very biased.
The employee at this establishment basically was saying how this election was different than others because it was mainly mudslinging, and he didn't think that the candidates really focused on important things that were relevant to the American people. And another point that was brought up by another employee at this establishment was the fact that a lot of people pay attention to the presidential election, and they don't pay as much attention to elections that happen on local levels.
Another person who was at this establishment jumped into the conversation and also said that trust is a big problem when it came to choosing who they were going to vote for.
Another interesting sentiment that came from our conversations with these anonymous employees was a sentiment that we face all day, stretching from western Wisconsin and then into eastern Iowa. Working class white voters felt disenfranchised by the Democratic Party. They felt that they were forgotten because the Democratic campaign was geared towards strictly the cities, younger people, and people of color, and they felt that the candidates didn't really speak to them. And that's a major, major reason why many of them flipped or continued to support the Republican candidate. The owner of this particular establishment said something very interesting to me. And he said that this was the first time in his life, this is an older gentleman, that he actually voted for a Republican for president. And when I pressed him for some sort of explanation, he just gave me one word: trust. And I thought that was very, very interesting. He didn't elaborate on anything beyond that without a little further pushing. He just felt that he could not trust Hillary. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Keaton Walkowski.
I'm Brandon Andreg.
And I'm Madison Goldbeck.